1 Chronicles 1, 1 through 8:40. Devotional focus verse. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. 1 Chronicles 2, 1 and 2. Several years ago, I was browsing through an online ancestry site and on a whim typed in the names of my grandparents. To my surprise, when I entered my maternal grandfather's name, I found a treasure trove of family information. That led me to a distant cousin who had done extensive research into our family roots and had traced our shared ancestors as far back as the late 1700s. She graciously shared the historical material she had gathered, including a family tree and a transcription of my great-grandfather's handwritten diary from the early 1900s. What fun our family had looking at the names, birth and death dates, and biographical details of our predecessors. It was interesting to note how many had the same given name. James and Mary were common, but I also found an Ambrose and an Artemisia. And how many children each one had. The great-grandfather of my great-grandfather had 9. I pulled out a United States map and traced where different branches of the family had settled. They were scattered all the way from New York on the East Coast to Washington on the West. I learned that we have Revolutionary and Civil War veterans among our ancestors, along with school teachers, farmers, lumberjacks, and millers. The thought came to me, I wonder how many of the individuals on our family tree were born-again Christians. How exciting it'll be to meet them one day in heaven. While the ancestral data we acquired about our clan was intriguing, the genealogical records in our text today go back further than any other family tree in existence. This record begins with Adam, the first man ever to inhabit this earth. The lengthy list of his descendants reminds us that God is interested in every individual. It's amazing to consider that although billions of people have lived on earth since the time of Adam, God knows every name and remembers the most seemingly insignificant details about each one. He knows all about John Hulse, the great-grandfather of my great-grandfather, who received a good common school education and later married Abigail, the daughter of a Revolutionary War general. He knows what happened to blacksmith Jerome Maxwell, who was last heard from in 1862. His family assumed he was killed by Indians on the trail between Fort Walla Walla and Sacramento. He knows all about Silas Maxwell, whose 3 sons were nearly destroyed financially when the Chicago Fire of 1871 consumed their lumber business. He knows about me. He knows about you. We're more than just names on a list. We're unique individuals known and loved by God. From cover to cover, the Bible reveals what immense concern God has for His whole creation and for each one of us individually. Today, make it a point to reflect upon God's very personal interest in you. How heartwarming it is to know that no matter what our ancestral line and heritage, we matter to Him. He cares for us. He has a plan for us. He will not forsake us, and He wants us to spend eternity with Him. Background information. The genealogies in the first 8 chapters of 1 Chronicles are an official record, though incomplete and selective, of the families of Israel and Judah prior to their captivity. Not every descendant or generation is included because the records were not intended to be exhaustive, but rather to establish family lines. Chapter 1 lists the descendants of Adam to Noah and his sons, and then from Shem to Abraham to Jacob. Chapters 2 through 8 provide genealogical records for Jacob's descendants, the tribes of Israel. Throughout these chapters, the word son can also be translated as descendant. The author of Chronicles conveyed a brief historical account of Israel's history and evidence of the continuity of God's involvement in Israel's past. For post-exile Jews facing the challenge of resettling the Promised Land, history would provide a reliable basis for reconstruction. Genealogical records would ensure that rightful heirs be allowed to repossess their inheritance in the established tribal areas. In addition, these records would provide a basis for reinstating the provisions of the Year of Jubilee and hereditary requirements of the Levitical worship system. These chapters have theological as well as historical significance. The lengthy genealogies substantiate Old Testament prophecies that the Messiah would descend from Abraham and David. See Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and 2 Samuel 7, 12 and 13. These records, along with Jesus' lineage given in the New Testament, written about in Matthew 1, 1 through 17, and Luke 3, 23 to 38, confirm that Jesus descended from David as prophesied. Thus, the genealogical record of 1 Chronicles was later used in the New Testament to substantiate the lineage of Christ. Conclusion. We are not just names on a list. God views us as real individuals with real histories and real futures. He sees each one of us with specificity and detail, and He cares about us.